With approximately $500,000 in holding costs annually, the borough is looking at unloading most of its property in Ward Cove. Borough manager Dan Bockhorst says the borough has been, and he is hoping will continue to work to sell off a large portion of the property to the state for an Alaska Marine Highway layup facility.
Notwithstanding the fact that the Alaska Marine Highways has on two occasions indicated that it is not intending to pursue a purchase of that property because of environmental concerns, I think that the environmental concerns on the part of the state of Alaska have been exaggerated, and I'm hopeful that we can resolve and address those concerns to the satisfaction of the state of Alaska, and we continue to work toward that goal. So I think that That is certainly going to be part of the staff's recommendation to the Assembly, is that we continue to work responsibly for the benefit of the Alaska Marine Highways, for the benefit of this community, and for the fiscal benefit of the borough government, to work toward a sale of that property to the Alaska Marine Highways.
The state contends that its consultant CH2M Hill found that movement of vessels into and out of Ward Cove could potentially damage a sand cap that was placed on the floor of the cove after the closure of the Ketchikan pulp mill. In response, the borough hired two separate consultants to review CH2M Hill's findings. Both consultants determined that the Marine Highway could operate ferries in Ward Cove by taking reasonable measures. As for the borough's other property in Ward Cove, Bockhorst says borough staff is eyeing the sale of that land as well.
We are likely to come forward with a recommendation to the Assembly that the remainder of the property be divided into portions that make sense in terms of subdivision, and that those properties be sold off in the not-too-distant future. Certain of those properties, the wastewater treatment facility, sludge plant, and perhaps the former central garage for the borough, which are located at Ward Cove, may be reserved for future use by the borough government itself.
As the borough considers its plans for Ward Cove, a citizen group has formed to promote proper planning in the area. Aletha Johnson is part of the steering committee for the Ward Cove Park for Innovative Economic and Environmental Renewal.
What we envision is a mixed-use development. Commonly that includes housing, but we're not advocating any type of housing or apartments or any overnight kind of stuff there. But a mixed-use development would include industrial, heavy industrial, light commercial, educational facilities, amenities, trails, a park, and a pier, you know, some space along the waterfront where the public can gather. The geography of the land really lends itself to a mixed use.
She says public access would be an important part of any plan. That may include a community garden or establishment of a park around the area that was once the pulp mill dump.
The point has this big dump on it that can't be removed. There's nothing that can be done with that toxic waste dump that's up there. But it is well contained and it's monitored, and the borough owns what they call the donut hole around that. And, in fact, there's a shellfish hatchery is slated to go into that out there on that point. That area would lend itself to some park-type atmosphere and a network of trails, maybe, that goes around. But, in fact, we envision a network of trails going through all different sections of the property.
First and foremost, Johnson says her group would like to see the borough develop a comprehensive plan before further selling off large chunks of its Ward Cove property.
One of the concerns to me is that we'll end up with just sort of this conglomeration of private owners that have pieces of property that may be larger than they need, that may have no relationship whatsoever to any of the other activities going on the property, and that there could end up being a lot of wasted space there. We could end up having a lot of property that's just kind of sitting there not being productive, nor is it inviting for the community even if what was put in there was really aesthetically pleasing, if it was all privately owned, then we might be able to look at it, but we wouldn't be able to go on to it.
Johnson says her group hopes to work with the Borough Assembly to ensure that Ward Cove is properly developed. Businessman Rob Holston has made a number of public presentations regarding the borough's development of Ward Cove. Holston has been working for 8 years to purchase property from the borough in Ward Cove for his tourist attraction, Loggerville. He says he would like to see the borough abandon plans to sell off large swaths of land to single owners and instead sell smaller tracts to business owners like himself.
I know that economic development will really only happen when the land gets in private hands. And hopefully they will come up with a plan to only sell to people that have a viable business plan.
The Borough Assembly has scheduled a work session for Monday to deal with the Ward Cove land issues. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.